Yesterday we learned that there's a process for justification. That process changed when Jesus died on the cross. Before the cross, a person went through the processes of sacrifice to be justified. After the cross, a person claims Jesus' sacrifice in order to be justified. I'm glad I lived this side of the cross. So when Paul said, by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified in his sight, he's talking about the fact that no longer are we to do what the law used to command us to do to be justified. One time I got a ticket for passing a police car on a yellow line. Now you say, Pastor Dennis, who would be foolish enough to pass a police car on a yellow line? Well, it's a little complicated. It was at night. It was snowing heavily in Wisconsin. We'd been driving for a couple hours. I was used to how the road felt, and I was going about 45 miles an hour on a snow-packed road, snow coming down. And then a car pulled out in front of me. It happened to be a police car. He was probably trying to get the feel of the road, so he was going slower, and that annoyed me, so I passed him. It was all dark ahead. I saw no lights coming, so I passed him, and immediately he pulled me over. And wondered what in the world I was doing. And the story is this. When I went to the court and the judge was really throwing the book at everybody, I was about the last one to come up. I thought, oh no, this is a $200 ticket. I can't afford to pay this. So I went up and he said, how do you plead? I said, not guilty. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, I'm accused of passing the police on a yellow line. But there was no yellow line because the snow was covering the line. It was covering the whole road. So there was a circumstance. And he asked one of the officers there, he said, was the car that pulled him over marked? Did it say police or sheriff on it? And they said, yes, it was a marked car. It said sheriff right across the back. And I had read that, so it wasn't like I was trying to pull, you know, a shenanigan. And so the judge knocked it down to less than half. He said, okay, we have you for wandering over the center line. And so I only had to pay $90 instead of $200. But I got justified by paying the $90, standing before the judge. There was a clear process. And there is a clear process for justification. Now, if Paul said, because by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified, why is it that he said in the previous chapter, Romans 2 and verse 13, not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified. Now, does Paul contradict himself? Not at all. He's talking about two different laws. One is the law of justification before the cross. He said that doesn't work anymore. But here he's talking about people that don't have access to the Bible, the Gentiles who've never heard. And he said, when the Gentiles do not have the law, do instinctively the things of the law, these having a law or a law to themselves, not having a law or a law to themselves, they show the work of the law written in their hearts, and God will judge them accordingly. So God places the Holy Spirit in the heart of every person that's been born on this planet. There's no excuse. We all have a sense of right and wrong. I could have been born in Mongolia 500 years ago, never heard of Christianity or missionary Christ or anything, and be saved by following my instincts, which come from the Holy Spirit, the convictions in my heart and the Bible. And so it's talking about following the law, meaning the Ten Commandments, and they can be just before God in the judgment because they followed instinctively the things that are right versus the things that are wrong. So Paul uses the law in different ways. We're not justified by the works of the law. What are the works of the law? The works of the law are bringing a lamb to sacrifice for my sin. But those who don't even know about the law can be justified by doing the deeds of the law, meaning obeying what God has written down even though they never read it. Because in their heart, they realize that this is right and they follow the impulses of the Holy Spirit. Paul's writings can be used in the wrong way or the right way. We need to be students of the Word. Pastor Dennis, realitycheckseminars.com.